Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today we are going to discuss threats to the United States, threats to Western civilization, primarily domestic threats. And we're going to ask ourselves a question: what is the greatest threat to the United States and to Western civilization and its values? Could the greatest threats come from anti-government militia groups, white supremacy extremists, sovereign citizen nationalist and anarchist groups, violent animal rights groups, environmental extremist groups, black separatist groups, anti- and pro-abortion activist groups, and Puerto Rican nationalist groups? Do you think the greatest threat to America could come from one of those groups? Well, the FBI thinks so. Isn't there one very significant domestic threat missing from that list in light of the 2009 Fort Hood massacre and last year's Boston Marathon bombing, both carried out by American citizens inside America? Wouldn't you say that jihadist Islam is a very serious threat and perhaps the greatest threat domestically and internationally to the United States? Well, the FBI doesn't think so. The list I gave you before is what the FBI thinks are the greatest threats. But a copy of the 2013 version, the latest version, of the FBI National Threat Assessment for Domestic Extremism was just released after being obtained and made public by the Washington Free Beacon. This 60-page FBI report contains some very interesting information, including a definition of what the FBI thinks domestic terrorism really is. The FBI thinks that if any group outside the United States influences terrorism within the United States in any way, like Al-Qaeda, for example, if they have any influence on the act, then it is not domestic. That is how they avoid these terms, folks. Quoting from the report, it says, in the most general statutory terms, a domestic terrorist engages in terrorist activity that occurs in the homeland. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, has lead responsibility for terrorism investigations at the federal level. Then the report goes on to say some things about what terrorism and extremism and so forth really is. Let me quote some of those things. Quote, A, acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of the criminal laws of the United States or of any state. B, that appear to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, or to affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping, end quote. Well, there are other explanations for the report's exclusion of violent jihadist Islam from any mention of domestic terrorism. In 2009, the Obama administration adopted a new policy that substituted the term violent extremism as a replacement for the term terrorism. The FBI report seems to be a victim of this politically correct approach to terrorism, having left out any references to the Boston Marathon bombing or the Fort Hood shooting from its report. If the FBI's position is that these attacks were influenced by foreign governments or foreign groups, first, they have never said that before, and second, most terroristic acts probably do have at least some foreign influence. There may be a more complicated explanation, however. Former FBI agent John Guandolo, quoted in Jihad Watch, said he was not surprised the report did not include any reference to domestic origin Islamic terrorism. Quoting Mr. Guandolo, quote, it should not surprise anyone who follows the jihadi threats in the United States that the FBI would not even include Islamic terrorism in its assessment of serious threats to the Republic in an official report. Since 9/11, FBI leadership, as well as leaders from Department of Homeland Security, State Department, CIA, Pentagon, and National Security Council, relies on easily identifiable jihadis from the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Al-Qaeda, and elsewhere to advise it on how to deal with domestic extremism. So, Mr. Guandolo is saying, the FBI leadership uses terrorists to help us identify how to define terrorism. Guandolo said the failure to recognize a domestic Islamic threat had allowed domestic jihadist groups and their sympathizers to shape U.S. government, create policies that do not acknowledge jihad as the root cause for the current global crisis. Terrorists help us shape our policies. Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican of Texas, said in the 2012 House speech that the FBI was ordered to purge references to Islam, jihad, and Muslims in its counterterrorism guidelines for its report. Agent Guandolo's opinion coincides with my own. Quote, the FBI, no matter how diligent its agents are in their pursuit of terrorists, will never defeat this threat because its leaders refuse to address or even identify it, end quote. Well, I say amen to Guandolo's opinion. Agents, no matter how diligent, will not defeat this threat because their leaders refuse to address or identify the threat. The level of political correctness and failure to understand the threat must be addressed. People must insist that it be addressed. How stupid can it get? Well, I'll tell you how stupid it can get, folks. The 2009 Fort Hood shooting has been classified as, quote, workplace violence. That's how stupid it can get. Mass murder by an Islamic terrorist is reclassified to workplace violence. Reverse course now, folks. That's what I say. We must somehow gain the will, the courage to call the enemy the enemy. At least the way it's, that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle, folks. Thanks for listening.